Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's ZZ Top bringing us back. Billy Frank and Dusty bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend David Dossie. David is an intellectual property attorney, the law firm Gallagher and Dossie out of the great state of Ohio, the great city of Columbus. David, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website too, please, David.
It is invention-protection.com.
And mine is smallbusinessadvocate.com. So check those out. We're talking about your IP strategy, your intellectual property strategy. We're talking about being intentional about having intellectual property. It's creeping into your operation. You're acquiring it and you're creating it. But do you know what you're doing? Are you being intentional about it? You know, David, when people buy inventory, they know that they've got consumable inventory and they've got inventory that's not consumable, and they got liquid inventory and solid inventory and all kinds of stuff. They got that squared away, don't they?
Sure.
Those assets, they know what the difference between their building and their computer. They're very aware of all that. But intellectual property is not something that's still, even though we're using it like crazy, it's still not high on our radar screen, is it?
No, and I like your term IP creep, because a couple of the locations where small business owners generally don't think that they are dealing in intellectual property, but are, is in simple things like non-disclosure agreements that they're signing,
mm-hmm.
or purchase orders, or when they bring on a new employee, do you have an employment agreement with
mm-hmm.
that employee? Because all three of those examples are going to contain provisions related to intellectual property, and if you're not reading them and picking up on the significance of those provisions, you're really failing yourself.
Right. So talk to us about some of these things. I mean, shouldn't we have a conversation with our managers, with the people who work with us, and talk to them about this and get them to help us see these things that we're creating and help us to be intentional about this?
Well, I think one of the first baby steps of kind of creating a culture of intellectual property, regardless of the size of the business, is just to make sure your employees recognize that this is important to the small business owner. And one way of doing that is, obviously, whether it's just an informal meeting with your managers or through the creation of a formal committee that you meet for lunch once every quarter to
mm-hmm.
sit down and talk about these issues. How are they coming up? What do we need to watch out for? And one common mistake small business owners make is they always think about it on the offensive side, that what are we doing that we can protect, versus when you get a committee and you sit down and you're talking about competitors and are we launching a new service, a new product? Are we just repackaging it, an existing service? All these things start percolating, and it makes you realize, well, are we potentially infringing other people's intellectual property?
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're just relaunching an existing service or product under a new name, well, the automatic reaction is we need to protect that name. Well, the first step really needs to be, can we even use that name? Would we be infringing someone else's intellectual
mm-hmm.
property by using that name? And then a secondary, hopefully not, and then secondarily, can we protect it? So these are all the type of defensive thinking that percolates with offensive thinking when you at least get your key employees together once a quarter, once a month, to sit down and think about intellectual property and express the importance to them
mm-hmm.
that as a small business owner you recognize this is a major asset of the company.
One of the things that small business owners will experience this with is when they try to incorporate their business, because they have to go to the Secretary of State in their state and apply for a name. right? And so, when you ABC Supply, when you send that down to the Secretary of State to incorporate, and your attorney does, they're going to come back and say this is good, or somebody's already got it, somebody's already taken it, and then you've got to come up with another name because you can't own that anymore. You can't own that. Somebody else has it. And if you've been operating with that name, you probably need to stop. And so that's the reason why, I mean, that's an example, David, of where people get introduced to this in the beginning, but they just, for some reason, they just think, well, okay, that's the name, and now that's over. I've solved that issue, and I'll go buy some inventory or something. And they really need to realize that this is something that's not just about the name of your company. It's the processes that you come up with. It could be a lot of different things. And you know, one of the things that I like to point out, David, is that the intellectual property that we acquire from other people, computers and software, can help us become intellectual property creators like never before, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think of all the tools out there that allow you to... One of your examples was the routing map or delivery schedule for your business. You know, all of the software tools that allow you to really optimize that to save time and save gas and everything else. Those tools, software tools that you're licensing from some software company, is allowing you to create intellectual property that could easily save you tens of thousands of dollars a year in time and in fuel.
When I had my consulting business for small business owners, I created a spreadsheet that was unique to me to help people manage their financial information and their financial ratios and compare them to the industry. I built that myself. I owned it. That was my IP. Folks, you're doing it too. Think about that. Tintail, right back with David Dawson.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.